Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here to guide you through the Week 11 preview. It's hard to believe we are already to Week 11. We are only a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving week. We have four teams on a bye this week, six teams on a bye next week, then no byes the week 13, which includes Thanksgiving, six more teams on the bye in week 14, and we will be through it. But that is a lot of teams on a bye the next 3 or 4 weeks, especially at this crunch time in the fantasy football season. So that'll be something to keep an eye out this week. It is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Carolina Panthers, New York Giants, and Arizona Cardinals that are out on a bye. So some fantasy relevant players there, but not as many as it could be. I'm going to be looking at games of the week, my sit start recommendations, and then I will wrap up with my picks against the spread. But first, let's talk a little Thursday night football. This week in the NFL is an interesting one. We have some big important divisional matchups and games that will impact the playoff race, but we also have some games that'll probably be a little bit of a tough watch. Thursday night football actually had one of the latter. It was a big game that will have big playoff implications. It was the top two teams in the NFC East as the 7-3 Commanders went to battle the 7-2 Philadelphia Eagles. It was a very low scoring game into the fourth quarter. In fact, it was 10-6 into the fourth quarter. Then the Eagles kind of exploded, ended up winning 26-18. They moved to 8-2. They are alone in first place in the NFC East. The Commanders have now lost a couple straight. They are down to 7-4, but they are still very much alive in the wild card playoff competition. This was the first of two matchups between those teams, so we will get to see them battling each other again later this season. Pretty good game. I think it also confirms for us that Saquon Barkley should be in the discussion for NFL MVP. He had two huge touchdowns in the fourth quarter that really salted the game away, both coming on big breakaway plays. He now leads the league in rushing, is one of the best fantasy performers as well at that position. So it has been a big win getting Saquon Barkley to the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, that'll take care of the Thursday night game. Let's look at some other big games of the week. First up, I'm going to do one from the early window, one from the late window, and then look at our primetime games. The early window game I'm focusing on, another big divisional matchup that has huge playoff implications, 7-3 Baltimore Ravens at the 7-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. This is an AFC North battle. The Steelers currently are in first by half a game coming off their bye. They're at home against a good Ravens team. Derrick Henry has been powering the Ravens this year. Russell Wilson, 3-0 since taking over as a starter in Pittsburgh, has really brought a new dimension to that offense. This should be one of the best games of the week and is clearly the best game of the early window. Late window game, another big one with playoff implications, and that is the 8-2 Buffalo Bills hosting the 9-0 Kansas City Chiefs. This is the top two teams by record in the AFC. The Bills, they have had a long history with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. It has not gone their way much in the playoffs, but they have been fairly good in the regular season. The Bills have a lot of space and a lot of gap in the AFC East, but they have further aims, and I think a loss here would really diminish any chance of them getting up to the number one overall seed. The Chiefs, meanwhile, are the league's only unbeaten team, but they've had a lot of close calls. This could be another one. Sunday night football. This one actually has some bearing on the AFC playoff picture as well. The 4-6 Cincinnati Bengals at the 6-3 Los Angeles Chargers, this one getting flexed into primetime. The Bengals have a good offense and a pretty good team, but they have struggled record-wise, only 4-6. They really can't afford many more losses if they want to remain in the playoff picture. The Chargers, meanwhile, under Jim Harbaugh, turning things around. I don't think they have a very good shot of winning the AFC West, but they have a great shot of being an AFC wildcard team. They are the sixth seed currently. They're 6-3. They've been quietly putting it together. This one is at home for them. A big primetime win in November would go a long way toward their playoff hopes. Monday Night Football, a battle for Texas, the 6-4 Houston Texans at the 3-6 Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott not coming back, so it is Cooper Rush. Nico Collins back in for the Houston Texans. They have lost a couple of games in a row. They still have a decent lead in their division in the AFC South, but they have higher aspirations. They need to keep winning to get back on track to get the best seed that they can in the AFC. Meanwhile, the Cowboys at 3-6, a couple more losses, and they would be probably officially out of it this year. I kind of think they're trending that way, but this should be an interesting game. Of the primetime games, this is probably the weakest this week, but should have some interest. Well, that'll do it for games of the week. How about a few lineup suggestions? As always, I give you one sit and one start at each of the key fantasy positions. Let's review week 10. I went 2-2 in my start record. Kirk Cousins did not have a great game, which was a little bit of a bummer, and Devontae Adams and the Jets fell off a cliff. I was 4-0 with my four sit recommendations overall, 6-2. So let's move on to these week 11 picks. We'll start with quarterbacks, and my start this week is Justin Herbert. I mentioned the Chargers are in.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prime time on Sunday Night Football, but they've been remaking their offense. That led to something of a slow start for the passing game, but since returning from their bye in week 6, that passing game has really kicked it up a notch. Herbert is QB8 over that time, and he's gotten this passing game going, gotten the young receivers like Quentin Johnson and Ladd McConkey involved. This week, he faces a very fantasy-friendly Bengals defense at home. He's back to QB1 range for me. My sit is Aaron Rodgers. Look, Rodgers and the Jets have made some bold moves, including adding Devontae Adams, but it's come with mixed results. The team is 3-7 on the season. The offense has kind of imploded at times, and that's led to just 6 points total in last week's Arizona game. The Colts are a softer matchup, but the Jets just aren't reliable. Aaron Rodgers looking a little past his prime. He is not a top 12 option for me. Moving on to running backs, going back to the Sunday Night Football well for my start, and that is Chase Brown of the Cincinnati Bengals. Look, Zach Moss is on IR, and this running back ranks are a little thin in Cincinnati. Sure, they traded for Khalil Herbert, but we haven't seen much, if any, impact that has had. That hasn't really mattered for Brown. He's been great for the Bengals, especially of late. The past 2 weeks without Moss, he is RB2, averaging nearly 25 points a game. Yes, the Chargers have a good defense, but the Bengals' offense has been great. Brown is involved as a runner and a receiver. I like him to be at least an RB2 this week. My sit, meanwhile, is Nick Chubb of the Cleveland Browns. I was as excited as anyone to have Chubb back for the Browns. It's also possible a bye week will help spur that offense, but we've seen from Chubb in his 3 games since he came back just haven't been that impressive. Only 6.6 points per game on average. That's just not good enough to be a top 24 guy for me. But there is a Brown that I like, and that brings us to wide receivers. My start this week is Cedric Tillman at wide receiver for the Browns. While I wasn't high on Chubb, Tillman has moved into an expanded role since the team dealt Amari Cooper, and he's thrived in that role. From week 7 to 9, Tillman was wide receiver 1, averaging more than 22 points per game. They were, of course, on a bye in week 10. He's back in action this week with a Saints secondary that no longer has Marshawn Lattimore. With James Winston at the helm, I am firing Tillman up everywhere I've got him. My sit this week, Amari Cooper of the Buffalo Bills. Look, I like Cooper, and I liked the trade that brought him to Buffalo, but I think it's more of a great NFL move for a team that's contending than necessarily a fantasy move. He's battled a wrist injury. He has plenty of competition for targets, although they are without Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid this week. But he scored less than 18 points in 4 weeks for the Bills. He's just not a solid start for me at this point. Wrapping up with tight end, my start this week is TJ Hockenson. In his second week back, but his kind of first full week kind of getting into things last week, he was red hot. He finished as tight end 5 in week 10, scoring more than 15 points. He has good chemistry with Sam Darnold, and this figures to be a big part of the Vikings attack this week in Tennessee. He's in my lineup. My sit is Jake Ferguson. I don't know if you saw, but the Cowboys are a little bit of a mess. Cooper Rush only throwing for 45 yards, only 21 yards for Trey Lance when he came in. That is less than 80 yards for both quarterbacks combined. That takes a big bite out of both CeeDee Lamb and Jake Ferguson. I like Ferguson as a talent, but you probably have better options this week. Well, that'll do it for my sit start recommendations. Before I get out of here, let's take a quick look at my picks against the spread. Last week, I improved. I was 9-5. That got me to 79-73 at the end of 10 weeks. This week did not start off on a hot note. I picked the Commanders plus 3.5. I thought it was going to be a tight game with the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Eagles were able to get them by 8 points. So I am 79-74 as we roll in. I took the Packers minus 6.5 against the Bears. I know the Bears made a change at offensive coordinator. We'll see if that gets things going. I just think the Packers are a better team. I took the Lions minus 13.5 at home against Mac Jones and the Jacksonville Jaguars. I took the Minnesota Vikings minus 6.5 on the road at Tennessee. Will Levis looked a little better last week, but Minnesota really needs to win, and they have a very good offense. I took the Dolphins minus 7.5 at home against Las Vegas Raiders. This one was a toss-up for me, but I just think the Dolphins are a better team. They won by more than this against the Rams last week. I don't think the Raiders are as good of a team. Speaking of those Rams, I took the New England Patriots plus 5.5 at home, but I think the Rams will get the outright victory. I just think this one's going to be close. I took the New Orleans Saints minus 1.5 at home against the Cleveland Browns. I took the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 3.5 at home against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm actually taking the Steelers to get the outright victory. I know they're underdogs, but I just have a feeling. I am taking the Indianapolis Colts plus 3.5 in New York at the Jets. I think the Colts will actually get the outright victory there as well. On to the late window games, I took the Broncos minus 1.5 at home against the Falcons. A little bit of a toss-up. The Broncos have played better of late. The Falcons have struggled at times. I just think Denver can get a crucial win at home. I took the San Francisco 49ers minus 6.5 at home against the Seattle Seahawks. I think the 49ers are starting to get into that groove and pointing toward the postseason. I took the Bills minus 2.5 at home against Kansas City. I think the Bills will get it done in the regular season. Probably won't be a big gap there, but I think they will hand the Chiefs their first loss. I took the Chargers minus 1.5 at home against the Bengals. I know there's a lot of pressure on the Bengals, but I think this Chargers team is a little bit different. And finally, I took the Houston Texans minus 7.5 on the road at the Dallas Cowboys. I just don't believe in that Dallas Cowboys offense missing Dak Prescott. So that will do it for me this week. I hope you guys have a wonderful week 11 of the NFL and things go well for you with NFL and with fantasy. Until next week, I will see you then.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.